This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Aurora police say the officer who allegedly beat up and strangled an unarmed black man last week while arresting him has resigned. Officer John Hopper faces criminal charges and was on unpaid leave pending an investigation of the incident. If convicted, Hopper's police certification will be revoked and he'll no longer be able to work as an officer in Colorado. A second Aurora officer is also on leave and faces charges for not intervening. Some Colorado schools are holding firm on their decision not to require masks in school this fall, despite a change in federal guidance. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
On Tuesday, the Centers for Disease Control recommended that all school teachers, staff, and students wear masks indoors, even if they've been vaccinated. But Eagle County parent Andy Hathio said at a June school board meeting, interventions like masks and social distancing
must never be implemented upon our children again without parental consent, regardless of case numbers or new variants.
Eagle County has one of the highest vaccination rates in the state, and the schools will not require masks. Several Colorado Springs area districts, where COVID rates are higher, say they're also not requiring masks. Denver plans to decide this week. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Single game tickets for the upcoming Denver Broncos season go on sale next Thursday. The stadium will be at full capacity, and team officials say they'll have 2,000 half-price tickets available per game. The first home game this year is on September 26th. This is CPR News in KRCC.